Greetings. This is news from the Gunflint Trail. It's hard to fathom, but the universe is into the second half of year 2017. This weekend confirms such in Gunflint territory with the Ojibwe halfway full moon early Sunday morning. Also known by the Algonquin as the full buck moon, this lunar experience kicks summer into full gear, although some express opinion summer begins waning after Independence Day. Nevertheless, sunny days are here again. Out this way, we finally got out of the rainy weekend rut that had many residents and business folks gloomy for most of June. Temps have remained near perfect recently for us critters who have affection for natural air conditioning. We can only hope light conditions hang on through the next 60 days, getting us into early autumn. The abundance of moisture in the last 30 days has sure raised lake levels. Here at the Wildersmith Dock, the DNR lake level gauge shows a rise of a good 8 inches on the Gunflint since Memorial Day weekend. The added precipitation and cool clouds have kept the water temp in the low 60s at this locale as my scoop comes your way. Confirming summer is full speed ahead, the WTIP Summer of Love membership canvas is into overdrive as I speak. I hope everyone listening will show their love for this broadcast gem of the North by stepping up with another renewal of support and further encourage new members to join the WTIP family. In these times of questionable continuing government support for our community radio, it is critical for those who cherish our communication endeavor to stand tall and not waver. WTIP needs you. Call or click and join now. As the territory rolls into month 7, week 2, Gunflint Trail Historical Society members, trail residents, and visitors are reminded of the second summer meeting for the society. This gathering will be held on Monday the 10th at the Seagull Lake Community Center beginning at 1:30 p.m. After the usual business meeting, the program feature is our remembrance tribute to family, friends, and neighbors who have passed from our midst during the past year. This celebration of their life closes another chapter in our ongoing Gunflint Trail history. All are invited to be there and share in the looking back on how these folks played a part in the Gunflint of today. Sweet treats, coffee, and conversation will follow. Forest enhancement continues, and times are intriguing as Mother Nature extends her hand at growing things. New flowering items are waiting in the wings, and I'm captured by how quickly the candles of new growth that appeared just a couple weeks ago have suddenly become almost full-fledged branches in the coniferous forest. Sweetness is coming on, too, as the fruits of the forest begin to ripen. Wild strawberries have been picked in this yard, and a fellow up the trail tells of picking his first blueberry. So pickers get ready, including you bears. Life is a joy watching woodsy rituals come and go. Not only is border country flora busy doing its thing, so too are forest animals, all in the interest of survival. I've had a couple reports of beaver activity on and along the trail. Beaver and beaver builders must be in the process of upgrading lodge facilities in a pond location south of the Laurentian Divide. Apparently, construction materials in their immediate locale have become scarce, as they were recently observed dragging new timber cuttings across the trail blacktop. Then again, the fresh aspen trimmings could be for the food shelf. Whatever the mission, their work ethic is tenacious. Another recent account came from a couple Iowa fishermen who were thrilled at the sighting of an osprey over on Hungry Jack Lake. The excitement of such was the bird's fish-catching skill. I'm told they saw the exercise in avian angling sequence from its location high in the sky to the jet-like approach, the splashdown entry, the catch, and then liftoff in search for a dry dining location. I don't know of their finny-catching success that day, but the fellow sure caught a neat glimpse of life on a North Country lake. Once again, don't forget the Summer of Love. Call now at 387-1070 or 1-800-473-9847 or click and join at WTIP.org. Or better yet, stop by the studios at 1712 West Highway 61 to pledge a little love for our community radio. For WTIP, this is Fred Smith, on the trail at Wildersmith, where every day is great, charged with the touch of wilderness spirit.